Good Friday morning, and it's time for the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Kristen Hildebrand. I'm Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, and right alongside with me here each and every weekday morning is Chris Schalk. He's Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture and Natural Resources. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Kristen. How are you?
I'm good. We're finally made it to Friday.
Yep.
And Friday means that we like to try to feature a different recipe.
Right.
And we try to do it locally, seasonally, kind of interest to people. And so you've got one that I think a lot of people might like. It's a campfire. No, I need to let you pronounce this.
It's campfire venison burgers.
Okay. He has a lot of enthusiasm when he says that. But I think it sounds really good, too. So tell us about this recipe and how we can do it at home.
All right. First of all, if we don't have to have venison, okay? All right. We could use hamburger.
Okay.
You could use ground turkey. You could use ground pork. You could use whatever you want to do. Okay. This does not necessarily have to be venison. However, I think it's going to be pretty good.
Yeah, well, that's now, good that you can use what you have on hand.
Right, and I picked this out because you say, well, Chris, I'm not a camper. Well, I don't care if you're a camper or not. There are a whole lot of people that have got backyard fire pits.
They do.
And they use them this time of the year.
Yeah, so, okay. I use it for roasting marshmallows.
Okay, all right. Well, so you can cook supper in it.
I can.
Okay, we're going to talk to this recipe is how to cook supper. She perked up when I said that, cooking supper.
Yes. Okay. All right. Okay, tell it to me, Chris.
All right, so here we go. Okay. What we're going to do is we're going to get, four medium potatoes. We're going to get an onion. We might get a little green pepper. I'm going to get some carrots. It says two, but I love carrots, so I'm probably going to get four, okay? I'm going to get a pound and a half, 2 pounds of burger. I'm going to use some venison burger.
Okay.
I'm going to use some type of seasoning salt mix, whether it's regular seasoning salt. Maybe you want to go Cajun, okay. All right, and get the Cajun seasoning salt,
mm-hmm.
Or maybe you want to go a little bit that that Gulf, and you want to go with the Old Bay, all right, whatever you like. Maybe you like the Mrs. Dash stuff, whatever you like, okay? And then a little black pepper to taste, all right? So we're going to take big sheets of aluminum foil, okay?
Okay.
All right? And you know, the heavy-duty stuff, too. Don't go cheap on this. And we're going to tear them off and kind of fold them into a little shape that allows us to lay the burger in there, lay our vegetables right on top, whether it's potatoes, carrots. We can also add zucchini or onions or whatever else you like in there, right? I want to add a lot of onion. We're going to shake that seasoning on there. We're going to seal it up, kind of fold it up.
Okay.
We're going to put it into the coals of the fire, and we're going to let it there for, 20, 30, 35 minutes.
So we do the, like you said, the venison burger on the bottom?
Yep.
With the
vegetables on the top.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
We seal it all up good, and then the natural juices that are in the burger and the natural juices that are in all our vegetables. They all go together, okay? So we're going to wait. We take them out. Our potatoes are probably going to be the thing that we want done the most, but you can definitely use a meat thermometer to check your venison. But making sure your potatoes are the way you want them prepared,
mm-hmm.
Your level of doneness, take that out, open up that tin foil, and you've got everything in there. You just pour it out on a plate or just eat it out of the tin foil would be fine.
I was going to say, so that way you didn't have to waste a paper plate or
you didn't have to
else.
Waste a paper plate. See, you could go out in the fire pit, make this, have this supper, and as soon as you get done, get ready to cook up some s'mores.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right?
Yes.
So,
yes.
And you can take this and do whatever you want to do with it. And again, I think I like this recipe not only because, it uses the venison that we're probably going to have a lot of here, especially if you're a deer hunter here in the next couple of weeks. I hope you do. I hope you get get that deer that you're looking for. But you could also do this with, like I said, any other type of ground product. But, Kristen, this is a family fun kind of meal, all right? We do it, get out there on a Friday or Saturday night or get together, even it could be a weeknight, fire up the fire pit, get us some coals going, like you said, have a little s'mores when we get done. I like to do baked apples myself in the fire afterwards, but with some cinnamon and sugar and some things of that nature. But folks, if you like these type of recipes, we'll try to put them on our Facebook page to Get the Scoop Radio Show. Uh, we want to thank the folks at Kentucky Department of Fish and Wildlife for supplying this recipe for us.
Yeah, Chris, thanks for sharing that recipe. I can see some good things coming from that, good food, good family, and just sharing some memories together too. So if you want to check it out, make sure you check out our recipe that's going to be on our Get the Scoop Radio Show Facebook page. And we want to invite you back here with us each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop with Chris and Kristen. A big shout out and a thank you to our sponsors that make the show possible, like the folks over at Farmers Regional Livestock Market and Hobdy Dine Reed. So get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.